Hey, Russ.
How's it going?
Hello.
Still have a shitty house?
I gotta keep coming back to the fact that, yes, there was raw sewage in the house for the second time in a year and a half.
Mm.
And that is awful.
It was good.
I know that. Oh. I know that feeling. It's awful. And we record in a hot tub. By the way, Russ and I are both sitting in a...
Naked hot tub.
But it's not a good hot tub. It's an awful hot tub. It's one of those, like, you know when you're in a hot tub and you see it after you get out and the water is all still and clear and kind of lukewarm? And you're just like, oh, that's just like a sad pail of water that humans sit in. We're in that hot tub.
A friend of mine lived in a house in Athens. This was 20 years ago. He was renting this house. And where the den would be, where you would expect couches and a television, was an in-ground hot tub.
Okay.
Not like they took a hot tub and moved it into the room. Someone...
Cut the floor
yeah. And dropped a hot tub there.
Hot tub.
Like, yeah. That's the only way I can say hot tub.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I was saying that we are recording currently in a hot tub, but it's not a good, I'll fix that in post. That was really loud.
Oh,
that's right on, right in the range. Perfect.
Is that going to be your new ringtone?
Yes. So, you know, you think of a good hot tub, and a good hot tub would be like
James Brown's hot tub
in the mountains. It's snowy. It's super cold outside. The hot tub is warm. And the tub itself, the water is kind of, it's clear, but it's like churning. It's like...
Frothy and bubbly.
Yes. And active.
Clear water is a good component of a hot tub.
Right. So...
Not milky.
But then think of a hot tub like the morning after, where you look at the hot tub and the water is, like, the jets are off. So the water is just flat. And
it's still.
And maybe the heater's not even on anymore because your Airbnb... heating payment has expired, so it's just still and like kind of tepid, and it's very clear still. And then you can see at the bottom of the hot tub all of the detritus from the night before, and it's just like, oh, that's bad. I don't want to, like a good hot tub is inviting, you want to get in it, and a bad hot tub, you look at it and you're like, oh wow, that's unfortunate. I don't want to have anything to do with that.
In college, you and I had an experience at a hotel room in Florida where we walked by a hot tub, and there was two gentlemen in the hot tub in their underwear.
My favorite part about the story already is that I'm struggling. Like, okay, wait. So we were both there.
Uh-huh.
We were in college. We knew each other.
Uh-huh. We both saw the hot tub at different times.
Okay.
And there were two undergraduate gentlemen in the hot tub drinking warm gin.
God damn it. I remember this.
And no, it was an immediate scene that you're just like, I want no part of what's going on in there.
I remember that whole thing now. And that was, I pulled the eject switch early that night.
I remember seeing it and going, I'll get in a hot tub with anybody. Hot tubs are great.
Yeah.
But like, large gentleman in whitey tighties drinking warm gin, straight warm gin. I was like, thank you.
There were some children who were going to pull some athletic alcohol feats that night under the guise of inclusion into the organization that we were a part of. And I was like, hell no, this is how after school specials start. Like, I am out of here. I'm not. And then later that night, walking by, and the aftermath was dude bro in his underskivvies, like wasted in the hot tub. And it was like, well, should we hang out so he doesn't drown? Like, oh, God damn it. Now I'm all annoyed that you... Welcome to One Beer, One Song episode.
You were the one who had to go on a tangent about bad hot tubs. I just wanted to remind you.
50, like, 1,000, who cares? Every episode, we miscategorize an underappreciated
it's
beer.
So rare that
song.
I get you sometimes emotionally upset during a recording session.
Sometimes multiple songs.
So you know we got to do Rush this episode then.
No, we got to save. We got to build up Rush for a big release.
Actually, they just announced they're not going to tour anymore, and Stacey is happy to come on the show and talk Rush because she's a huge Rush fan, and she will only drink whiskey.
I say big release, but it'll actually be just sort of a disappointing like flop, like all of Rush's music. I'll just let that.
Hold on. Wait for all the cackling of the audience to die down.
You mean pitchforks?
Yeah. The audience. Bobby right now is like, oh hell no.
What did you just say?
So I opened cans and I handed you one. It's an interesting can. This is Syntax from Mother Earth Brewing Company. See, I can say the name of a brewery correctly. Imperial Peanut Butter Stout, 8.1% alcohol. There's a lady dressed in a devil's costume holding handcuffs. She's quite attractive for can art.
This is Mother Earth Brewing?
I said that.
Yes. Where are they?
I don't know. And
brewed and canned. Weird. Brewed and canned Vista by Mother California Earth Brewing Company in Vista, California and Nampa, Idaho. So this might be a shenanigans.
So I poured it. It's a peanut butter imperial stout. It's black as night.
It's like
no it's real
looks
head.
Like a stout?
Yeah, no real head.
Yeah, very not very bubbly or
smell. It's peanut butter forward in the nose.
Okay.
You get a little bitter from the roast.
Sorry, I'm searching the episode guide real quick to see
how many peanut butters beers we've done.
We've done Mother Earth before.
I don't think we have.
The word mother reveals two search results.
This is fascinating.
Mother Earth, Silent Night, the big Imperial Stout. We did this back in January of 2013, year of our Lord. We did Mother Earth. Yeah, that's crazy. And what's the other one here? Let's see what the other reference is. Oh, they're both from that episode. Yeah, so.
Do you know anything about the brewery?
I don't know anything about the brewery. I know nothing.
Good talk.
I'll tell you what. So this is relevant context. I went to my local, which is Smyrna World of Beverages.
Swab.
Fantastic liquor store that I have patronized enthusiastically over the last 15 years. This October, we will have been in our house, this goddamn house for 15 years. And so same liquor store for 15 years.
Congratulations on your happiness.
Yeah, we're super stoked. We're looking forward to another 75 years of happiness.
I've bought two houses and I'm hard pressed to commit to ever buying another one ever.
Homeownership is so stupid.
It's dumb as shit.
Anyway,
take that money and invest it in something better.
I went to Swab today and was basically like went to the new releases section and was just like, what's this? And it was like peanut butter stout. And they had a little like tag up there that like, it's real popular in the wine aisle. They'll have the little tags that are like, here's what Robert Parker says about this wine. It gets 92 points. They had one of those under this beer. And so I was like, oh, okay. And I don't know what who the evaluator was, but it got 90 points. I'm smelling now while you talk.
I mean, only if it comes from Beer Advocate am I going to take that score seriously. What do you smell?
Dessert.
You're it's
very sweet.
You're colorblind. So what do you smell? Your other senses are in heightened, right?
Enheightened. We're going to make shirts now that say enheightened. One beer, one song, enheightened.
You're welcome.
Well, I don't taste any peanuts though.
Did you get some in the nose?
A little bit. Is it Imperial Peanut Butter Stout? So it's not a peanut butter and jelly stout, or porter, which they do. It'll be like cherries and peanuts. Okay, I don't know. It's fine. Like,
I think
Syntax, S-I-N-T-A-X.
Like I'm an extra tax.
Away. It's fine. Do you want to have a snack?
Wow. You totally just... I've never seen you become so disinterested in a beer.
It's
did
it's
you
fine.
Go to London, England?
I went to London, England.
Did you?
And listen, let me tell you.
What's it like being an American overseas?
Well, for me, it's actually really easy. I go to mostly very easy places. So the places I travel for business are like Northern Europe and Australia and Canada and places that are like the most challenging place I've traveled to in the last 2 years has been Paris. And it's like, oh, because they speak French there, but like everyone in Paris also speaks English. So it's not, and the fact that like I'm a straight white male with an American passport, like I've like hit the privilege lottery.
Sure.
You know? So like traveling is kind of a non-issue, which I recognize how easy it is for me and how not easy it is for a lot of other people.
You know, in the previous episode, you said you identified as a bald person.
I mean, I do. Yes.
But you're not.
I'm not as bald as you.
I am bald. It is a binary state. Either you are or you are not.
But you
have never bicked your head, to my knowledge.
Correct.
You still have... You Russ still go get haircuts.
Staring at my hair right now. I got a haircut today, actually.
You get haircuts.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah, you could.
I could, but I choose to be bald. You are still clinging on to the hope.
I choose to, yeah, embarrass myself.
Yes,
and cling
with
on
that
to
the you're gonna the have hair the ring
on the side. Yeah,
the ring.
Yeah, for sure.
This was leading somewhere better.
You asked me about going to London.
Oh, so here's why. Here's why. Right after 9/11, I had to fly to New York. If you haven't seen Gilbert Gottfried at the roast of Hugh Hefner, you should absolutely do it, because the joke that he launched with, because this was 4 weeks after 9/11, he said, I tried to get a direct flight for this roast, but all the flights stopped at the Empire State Building.
Damn.
Still a great joke.
That's
and
good
the crowd booed him He took a step back and he steeled himself. And then he launched into the Aristocrats joke, which was the first time it was kind of it was presented to the public.
Mm-hmm.
The Aristocrats joke, there's a documentary out on it. It's probably 10 years old now. It's fantastic. And he launches into kind of like the first public viewing of the Aristocrats joke. And the crowd, a lot of people credit that moment with it being okay to start laughing again.
Mm-hmm.
Like Letterman comes back. All the other talk show hosts said, we got to wait for the New York guy to do it. Come back first. He's the elder statesman. He says first. But this was the first time a lot of people said it was okay to laugh again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made a documentary about this joke. But yeah, so I had to fly to New York right after 9/11 and I got the full treatment. Like goatee, bald guy. Yeah. Undo the belt, undo the snaps, full. Oh, yeah. And it was random my ass, you know.
No, I mean, like, I enjoy, like, full on. It's just, it's so transactional. Like, I get to customs at any other country, and it's like, oh, yeah, okay, American guy. Oh, okay, white guy. You're just like,
you business, check all the boxes for safety.
Business guy, like,
right.
Fine, whatever. We don't want to waste our time with you.
That's awful.
Which I recognize as privilege, and I enjoy it very much. And I'm just, you know, that's a thing.
We'll talk about it one day as something we once had in our 60s and how the world's better.
So speaking of...
excuse me. Snacks.
Speaking of customs...
Did you declare anything?
Two things I did not declare are these bags of crisps.
So the white guy totally broke the law.
It's fine.
No, that's the problem.
No, it's not fine.
That's
You're
not
actually
fine.
Right. This is fine because it's chips. It's like, it's...
TSA, it's, if you're
it's,
listening.
It's crisps. Ooh, they're called crisps.
I want feet. Put those in my mouth hole.
Okay. So I got two bags here. So we got... the reason I brought these back... These are from a little convenience store that were right next to my hotel, which was right across the river from Big Ben and Parliament. Like, it was a very...
How's Ben doing?
London experience. Ben is under...
Silent.
Under surgery right
That's
now.
Right. Ben is There's, silent.
There is... scaffolding all around him.
Is it a him?
Is Ben a she?
Private Benjamin? Goldie Hawn classic movie from the 80s with Madeline Kahn?
I mean, like, it's the colloquial understanding of...
You're supposed to say Benjamin was her last name.
Benjamin. I don't know that shit.
Private Benjamin was a great, funny movie. Privileged white lady goes and enlists.
So it's like Overboard then. That's like Goldie Hawn.
That's Goldie Hawn shtick. Yeah.
Shtick. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Overboard was great. That putt-putt thing they built.
It's my mother-in-law's favorite movie of all time.
No way. Yeah.
Overboard. So she's distraught that they're remaking it.
I'm going to have a talk
okay.
with her.
Stop talking. I'm talking about crisps
oh,
now.
Sorry.
So,
well, if you put them in my mouth.
I have two bags here. The convenience store near my hotel.
That overlooked.
They had a wall of crisps. Like, I went in there. I was like, I'm going to get a little like late night. I'll get a beer to like sip in my hotel room while I like catch up on email or whatever. And they've got like aisles of crisps.
Now, what is a crisp?
So it's, we know it as chips.
Oh, chips.
But over there, chips are potato or french fries. So when you're in Angoland, if you say chips,
you have to say it like Austin Powers, Ingoland.
They get, you get French fries.
Okay.
These deep fried morsels in bags are crisps.
Okay.
And because a lot of pubs don't have kitchens that serve food, you can buy crisps at the pub and eat them to like slightly lessen the level of drunk
is
you
it
get.
Is it true that a lot of bars shut down early in England?
Yeah, the pubs close at 11.
Why?
Because it's time to go home. I'm kind of a big supporter of this because, well, I don't know. The Londoners, like, they rage. Like, they drink at lunch and they get out of work and they drink hard. So by 11, like, I was in the pub near my hotel, and at like 10:30, this dude came in and was like
2 a.m.
spaghetti legs. Ooh. Like, barely standing up, made his way up to the bar, managed to get to the bar, and then asked the bartender. And he was just kind of staring at her, and she's like, do you want a drink? And he was like, And she was like, yeah, I bet you do. And then turned around and walked away. And I was like, nice. Like, wow. She's just going to string him along until 11 o'clock. And then, like, they got to 11 and he's still standing there wobbling. It's like, I want to say, she was like, yeah, we're closed.
My goodness.
And I was like,
I bet you he's a regular.
Look how civil. Like, this, they did, there was no throwing through a plate glass window.
Yeah,
like,
but, you know, they Londoners will rage on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. But they rage hard. It closes at 11. They go home, go to sleep, and everyone's back at work the next morning.
Is that a law that they have to close at 11?
If you have a night that drags long and you end up going until 2 a.m. during the week, like, you're effed the next day.
Oh, that's true. This is why I have rules about.
But if you go hard and are drunk at 11 p.m. and go home and go to bed, you're probably going to.
You're pretty exhausted by Friday.
You're going to be exhausted, but you're going to make it to work. Anyway, I got two crisps here.
Are they close later on the weekends? Stop.
Look. They do not. It's 11 o'clock. There are clubs. You got to go from the pub to the nightclub.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Exactly. Everyone's like, no, clubs. I have two crisps here.
Put them in my mouth.
Okay. I brought two home. One is just potato chips, but it's a fun flavor. You read the bag and tell me what you got there.
Oh my God. Proper thick cut crisp. Brannigan's is the brand name. Cooked in 100% sunflower oil. This is roast beef and mustard flavored potato crisps.
Roast beef and mustard potato chips.
I love you.
Okay, hand it back to me and read this one.
Oh. You know, you can also read.
Way better when you do it.
Mr. Porky. Finest quality pork scratchings for the connoisseur.
Yes.
£1.49
Yeah, that's some sort of weird euro cash. Oh, I'm pretty sure it cost me like $19.
Traditional recipe, hand cooked, traditional recipe. It's on there twice.
Fantastic.
This is a heavier bag.
Okay. So let's do one.
Because I've been asked, just get up in the bag.
Okay, oh. We're gonna do the pork scratchings first.
Yeah. So what's in a pork scratching?
I think it's like it's not pork rinds. It's more like pork belly prepared like pork rinds.
So the ingredients are pork rind, pork fat, seasoning containing salt, monosodium glutamate, sodium protein, rusk, wheat flour, salt, dextrose. Sounds healthy as shit.
Hell yeah. Way high protein.
Ooh. Thick.
That's a weird one. Hold on. That might not be the.
That not be the good experience.
Yeah, I think there's a eat that.
Oh, this is what they should look like. So this is. It has the. It's about the size of a large fried okra. Is it crispy?
A little bit.
Hmm.
It's just like liquid pork fat.
Holy shit! It's super. What do you call that? Spongy moist in the middle?
It's explosive. I ate these late one evening while I was over there, and I was like, I got to bring a bag of these home for us to talk about them on the podcast, because this is amazing.
Oh my, this is so weird. The closest thing I could come to, you remember combos?
What? I can't hear Russ because I'm chewing.
Do you remember combos?
Oh yeah.
The center has the same type of filling. It's the closest thing I can think of.
This is basically like if you did like bacon in like 1-inch cubes and then fried it like a potato chip. and put it in a bag. It's amazing. Like,
I don't know if I like it.
Why do we even screw around with pork rinds? Like, when you can just cut right to the pork fat belly.
This week, I saw a number on my bathroom scale I had not seen since 2001.
Okay.
I have lost over 50 pounds from my heaviest. This represents the opposite of what I've done.
But you know what? There's no carbs in this.
Carbs? I'm working. Okay, now I'm going to try this weird one that looks like a shoe.
The first one you pulled out of the bag?
Yeah, this really long one. It's like 2 inches long. This is the weirdest thing I've ever eaten.
Fantastic.
Good job.
Mission accomplished. All right.
How many bags of these did you have in England?
One. Because I was like, that's insane. I'm going to bring a bag back for us, and then we'll be done. Okay.
Did you eat the whole bag in one sitting? It's a snack bag. I mean, it's a tiny thing. Do you pace yourself out over the week?
Yeah, no. I had some, and it's like, oh, wow, this is intense.
Because, like, two of these, and I mean,
think about eating a piece of bacon that's the size and shape of a golf ball, and this is a whole bag of that.
Yeah. How many calories are in this?
All of them. They're all there. Okay.
You're trying to move on. I'm not ready. This part of this contains two servings.
Well, you're crucial to the next part, too.
Oh, what's the next part?
The song.
Oh. Hold on. Go ahead, man.
It's delicious.
And it's not as like rock candy hard as you might think. Mm-hmm. No, it's just crunchy, which means a lot of air pockets, I would think. So, wow.
Russ is all wasted on pork now.
Holy hell. I think my body is having an immediate reaction to doing that.
I like it.
As we teased on last episode, Garfunkel and Oates, female comedy team, delightful and great, Kate Micucci, and I forget the other lady's name.
Keep talking, I'll look it up.
She, the other lady, the blonde, created and stars in a show with Natasha Leggero, also hysterically funny, another period on Comedy Central. Kate Micucci was Gooch on Scrubs and several other things. They have a Netflix comedy special that came out, I think, 2 years ago. Jeselnik makes a couple cameos throughout the thing. And it's a funny, funny special. But because Tony had never heard of such a thing, I made him watch the video for their song, Fuck You, which is a dialogue conversation between a man and a woman. And then this next song, and then we talked about doing Pregnant Women Are Smug, which was the mention on the last one, but other songs you should listen to. But we're going to do this. They have a medley of worst songs that they cover on guitar and ukulele.
Yep.
Good guess. How'd you know?
Because I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. Oh.
So what is the other lady's name?
It's Kate Micucci and Ricky Lindholm.
Yep.
Lindholm?
She is hysterical. And Kate Micucci makes some appearances on another period as well. So we're going to listen to this worst song medley they did.
Worst song medley.
It's basically like if you captured the board of songs, how I feel about it. This should be how you feel about this.
Interesting. That's good context.
Okay, let's listen.
Here we go.
Bye. Oh, that's too early for that. Let's listen to the song. Okay.
Forever, near and far, close and together, everywhere I will be with you, everything I will do for you. I love you, love you always, forever, near and far, close and together, everywhere I will be with you, everything I will do for you. Do 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 do. I don't wanna wait for our lives to be over. I wanna know right now what it will be. I don't wanna wait for our lives to be over. Will it be us or will it be? Sorry, step back, you're dancing kind of close. I feel a little poke coming through on you. Girl, I know you felt it. Ooh, you know I can't help it. You know what I wanna do, so kiss me. Beneath the milky twilight, lead me. Out on the moonlit floor, lift your open hand. Strike up the band and make the fireflies dance, silver moon sparkling. So kiss me, tick tock, get up, stop to the tick tock, get up, stop to the tick tock, get up, stop to the tick tock, get up, stop.
Wake up. Ooh, I wanna sex you up.
Ooh, I wanna sex you up. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I
remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we've got. Na-na. Enough. If it hadn't been for Pat and Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Pat and Eye Joe? Rush, rush.
Hurry, hurry, lover, come to me.
Rush, rush.
I wanna see you get free with me.
Rush, rush.
I can feel it, I can feel you all through me.
Rush, rush.
What you do to me?
On that morning, when this life is over, always, forever, near and far, close and together, everywhere I will be with you, everything I will do for the best soy latte that you ever had. And
that was some pretty bad songs. It was a medley of them.
What's interesting about medleys like that is that invariably you hear something in there where you're like, oh, why is that in here? Like, I like that song.
Which song was that for you?
I have fond memories of the Breakfast at Tiffany's song, which is so
that
weird.
That is shocking for me.
I don't know how to explain it, but like,
wow.
1995, I was in college, it was Christmas break. Like it was, I don't know. I can't remember.
You're a strange, strange man.
Yeah. I never owned that song, but like when I hear it, it reminds me of a good time in my life that I enjoyed.
I've never seen the movie. Have you?
Yes, I have.
Is it good?
It is. It has some pretty flagrant, there's like an Asian person in it who is like, I think this is right. I mean, he's like a gross, awful, like racist Asian stereotype with like the glasses with the tiny little thin eyes. But it's George Peppard, who's Hannibal in the A-Team. He's the male lead.
I love it when a plan comes together.
And so I often think about George Peppard, but like when I think about Breakfast at Tiffany's, it's always like, I remember being a kid in the 80s and loving the A-Team.
Yeah.
And
what about Airwolf?
Not nearly as much as A-Team.
Oh, come on.
Also, say Airwolf again.
Airwolf.
Airwolf.
Can.
There's an L in there. Say the.
Airwolf.
Airwolf.
I'm a Georgia fan. That's off. Airwolf with Air Van Wolf. Michael Vincent and...
Could not care less. Gross is gesticulating.
White, round, old guy. Oh, God damn it.
Mickey Rooney?
Nicer than Mickey Rooney.
Andy Rooney? Mickey Rourke? I don't know.
Why are all those guys jerks?
My point is that like watching A-Team growing up and being like, oh, this is A-Team. And like
Ernest Borgnine.
Good.
Oh, he's delightful.
Debatable.
What did he do to you?
Nothing. He didn't do anything to me.
What did he do to humanity?
He played some pretty rough characters.
Yeah, but he's an actor.
Okay.
I loved him on Airwolf.
Calm down.
I'm pretty calm. Okay.
Let me finish my goddamn A-Team thing, and then we can eat this second bag of crisps that I have right here.
Go ahead.
No, it was just like growing up in the 80s, like A-Team, like Hannibal's like your dad. It's like, oh yeah, he's the dad of the group. Like,
no, he's the drunk uncle.
Man, I don't know. He's pretty...
He's the drunk uncle who has a wackadoodle plan that happens to come together. He's not your dad because he's too old.
He did... Well, that was the thing that was weird to me was when he died in... I think he died in like 1994.
Oh, goodness.
Right. And then it's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, like, so he didn't have to see the remake. That's
right.
Good.
You're like, oh, it's George Peppard and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, no, Hannibal died in 1994. And it's like, oh, well, shit.
Okay.
I thought he was one of those old guys like.
Hamilton Peck was played by Starbuck. Starbuck from the original Battlestar Galactica, and Starbuck was against the female casting of Starbuck in the reboot. And she was a badass.
I know what all of the words that you just said mean, but I have no idea what they mean.
So these are roast beef and...
Yeah, we're opening Brannigan's proper thick-cut crisps.
God, man, I'm having a deal with what you've already fed me. My body, after just consuming nothing but lettuce...
Yeah, we might have should have done that in the other order.
Wow. Okay. These look
roast
like...
Roast beef and mustard potato chips all the way from the jolly United Kingdom.
All right, they're small chips. About an inch.
Presumably long. Because of international travel. They might have originated more large.
So they're a bit thicker than Lay's. So.
But not as thick as like a kettle chip.
This is roast beef and what?
Mustard.
Okay, I'm smelling. It smells like a potato chip. I'm confused. I don't get roast beef. I get a hint of mustard on the finish. I have issues with their marketing team and how they described this and presented this to the world.
No, the marketing team's dialed in. They got me to buy them. But you're
but
right.
But you're not going
to
rebuy them.
They're,
Ooh, horseradish.
Yeah, there's a hint of like Chinese takeout yellow mustard. And a little bit of roast beef. But not.
I don't get the roast beef. And by roast beef, we're let's be honest, we're talking blood flavor, right?
What flavor?
Blood flavor.
No, it's just beefy, like beef bouillon, like beef broth.
I love in the ingredients it says potatoes, sunflower oil, roast beef, and mustard flavor.
Oh, yeah.
That's an ingredient.
I'm going to continue to drink the peanut butter style because I hate myself and my body.
So you've gone from it's fine to you don't like it.
Weird. I don't.
What's weird about it? Use your words.
You know what's weird about it? I'll tell you. I want it to either be more gimmicky or less gimmicky.
I tell you,
I want it to be. And this is actually like a reverse non, sort of fill in the negative space compliment for the brewery that made it. Like, I want it to be more gimmicky so that it's like, oh, it tastes just like goddamn peanut butter. Hell yeah. Or like...
Why'd you have to go Southern Redneck with
a
that?
A real good stout that doesn't have any peanut at all. Like, it's right in the middle somewhere where it's like, oh, this is not hilarious and it's not...
I'm passively enjoying this beer. It's fine. It's not something I would seek out again. But it, as far as drinkability goes, I find it incredible. It's like a slightly sweet stout.
There are some fruity notes in there. Like it says peanut butter stout.
What fruit are you getting?
There's just like some, I don't know, like strawberry kind of in the, yeah, there's fruit in the nose. Like dried, you know, and typically with dark beer, like dried dark fruit, but they specifically said peanut butter stout without mentioning peanut butter and jelly. But I think that.
The beer
would support a marketing campaign that talks about jelly because it's.
I think I sort of get jelly-y. Where you're going with the fruit. Is it like a black raisin?
No, it's like.
Then I don't understand you. You're
like
wrong.
Berries. It could be dried berries, but it's berry flavored.
I don't get berries. I get something a little darker than berries.
Something more sinister. Something more evil.
Yeah, like the grew of berries.
Okay,
so we did songs, we did beers. You got anything else?
No, I mean, we should do, we got to get better about doing housekeeping, right? So we're on Twitter.
There's a Twitter, there's a Facebook. There's no Instagram because I don't got time for that.
We are missing listeners right now because we changed our iTunes RSS feed. And the only way to tell people that it's changed and that they need to do something is that if they're connected with us either on social media or actually listening to an episode, and if
you're listening to this and you're not listening to us and your thing,
the problem is if they're connected to an app that has not refreshed, then they're not listening to this. So
this is a circle. Time is a flat circle.
Time is a flat circle. Anyway,
you want to go get dinner?
It's a podcast. It's a thing. We do the thing, and we'll be back in, I don't know, like a couple days.
Bye.
Bye.